Recipes. Last December, the Braille Monitor put out a call for holiday recipes on NFBNet members list, and we received a delicious variety. This year, we thought we'd do something similar. But instead of narrowing it down to holiday recipes, we thought we'd ask for party recipes. After the holidays come, New Year's and Super Bowl Sunday, and any number of other occasions for large gatherings. Rum Balls by Tom Bickford. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Tom Bickford. Tom Bickford is best known for the Federation songs which bear his name. He has been a member of the Federation for more than 50 years, regularly attends conventions, and is a retired employee of the National Library Service. Ingredients. 1 16-ounce package semi-sweet chocolate bits, 1 half cup sugar, 1 third cup dark rum, 3 tablespoons light corn syrup, 2 cups finely crushed vanilla wafers, 1 cup finely ground walnuts, sugar. Method. In a saucepan, melt the chocolate bits over low heat. Remove from heat. Stir in sugar, rum, and corn syrup. Fold in vanilla wafers and nuts. Shape the mixture into 1-inch balls using 2 measuring teaspoons of mixture for each, or 1 eating-sized teaspoon. Roll the balls in sugar. Store the balls in an airtight container for several days, 2 weeks minimum. Makes about 4 dozen balls. One time I had dry crumbs left over, so I added a few drops of water to make them moist enough to stick together. One might substitute a few drops of rum. When doubling the recipe, do them separately, not as one giant batch. Buttermilk Biscuits by Tom Bickford. Ingredients. 1/4 cup sugar. 1/4 pound margarine. 3 5/8-ounce packages dry yeast. 2 teaspoons salt. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 2 teaspoons baking soda. 8 to 9 cups flour. 1 cup buttermilk. Method. Cream together sugar and margarine in a large bowl. I use a fork to do this. Sift together the first 1 or 2 cups of flour with the remaining dry ingredients. In the bowl you creamed the sugar and margarine, alternate adding and stirring in the flour and buttermilk. The final dough should be light and slightly moist. Cover the bowl so the dough will not dry out. Refrigerate the dough overnight. The dough will expand, so expect it to do so. You may, but you don't have to, bake all the dough at the same time. I have stored unbaked dough for as much as 2 weeks. The flavor will intensify. Lightly grease muffin pan before filling cups about 3/4 full. Allow the dough to rise another hour in the pan in a warm place. Bake at 400 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. Cooked biscuits can be stored frozen. Biscuits are best when fresh, warm, and buttered. Pumpkin Bread by Anna Fries Cable. Anna Fries Cable was a member of the Sligo Creek chapter of the NFB of Maryland. She lived to be 108 years old. Her loving and cheerful spirit and her dedication to learning Braille and other blindness techniques after losing her sight in her 60s were an inspiration, and the NFB of Maryland named an award in her honor. She used this recipe for many bake sales over the years. Ingredients. 3 cups sugar, 1 half teaspoon salt, 2 thirds cup orange juice, 1 cup cooking oil, 4 eggs lightly beaten, 3 and 1 thirds cup flour, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 3 teaspoons cinnamon, 1 teaspoon nutmeg, 1 1-pound canned pumpkin, 1 cup raisins lightly floured to keep them from sticking to the bottom of the pan, 1 cup chopped nuts, optional. Method. Mix sugar and salt and juice, stir to dissolve. Add cooking oil and eggs. Sift together flour, baking soda, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Beat dry mix into wet mix, starting slowly. Beat in the pumpkin. Stir in raisins and nuts last. Grease and flour 2 loaf pans. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour and 20 minutes. Test with a toothpick. If toothpick comes out wet, try another 10 minutes. When the toothpick comes out dry, remove to a rack for cooling. If loaves do not come out easily, run a knife around the pan to trim off any crust that may have stuck to the edge of the pan. Note: you can use 6 mini loaf pans. Prepare batter in pans using the same recipe. Bake at 350 degrees for 50 minutes. I put all 6 mini pans on a baking sheet to catch accidental spills. Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers by Megan Kindrick. Megan Kindrick is the granddaughter of Federationist Mary Kindrick. This recipe comes from Megan's blog, The Autistic Chef. Mary says, "Just as I advocate for the blind, she speaks for herself and others who are autistic. I am very proud of the hard work she has done to overcome her problems." Ingredients. 1 12-ounce package ground sausage. I like the Jimmy Dean sage. 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened. 6 jalapeno peppers. 6 slices of bacon cut in half. I find Oscar Mayer thin-sliced bacon works best. 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese. Method: preheat oven to 425 degrees. Place ground sausage in a large skillet. Cook over medium-high heat until evenly brown. Drain sausage and place in a medium bowl. Mix with the cream cheese and cheddar cheese and set aside. Warning: experience taught me that it is best to wear rubber gloves while preparing the jalapeno peppers. I did not do so the first time, and my hands burned for 2 days, despite repeatedly washing with soap and water. A plastic sandwich bag, used to hold the pepper, can be substituted for the gloves. Cut jalapenos in half lengthwise. Remove the seeds. You can leave some of the seeds if you like it hotter. Stuff each jalapeno half with equal portions of the sausage and cheese mixture. Wrap with half slices of bacon. Secure bacon with toothpicks. It is best not to use colored toothpicks as the dye will come off while cooking. Arrange wrapped jalapenos on wire rack that is placed on a foil-lined cookie sheet. Bake in the preheated oven for 25 minutes or until the bacon is brown. Sweet Potato Pie by Rose Lee Meyer. Rose Lee Meyer is Federationist Mary Kendrick's sister, and this recipe is a family favorite. Ingredients: 1 1/4 cups sugar, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 2 eggs, 1 12-ounce can evaporated milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 1/2 cups mashed cooked sweet potatoes. You may use canned sweet potatoes if you wish. 1 unbaked deep dish pie crust. Topping: 1/3 cup butter, 1/3 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup shredded coconut, 1/2 cup chopped pecans. Method: preheat oven to 425 degrees. Blend sugar and spices in large mixing bowl and set aside. Beat eggs in medium mixing bowl. Add milk and vanilla. Combine with sugar mixture. Stir in potatoes, beat until smooth. Pour into pie crust. Bake at 425 for 15 minutes. Reduce oven to 350 degrees. Bake for 30 minutes. While the pie continues to bake, mix topping ingredients together. Spoon topping over pie. Bake an additional 10 to 15 minutes. Egg Casserole by Mary Kendrick. Ingredients: 12 to 16 slices of bread, 8 eggs, you can use egg beaters, 2 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 pound grated cheddar cheese, 1 pound of Jimmy Dean pork sausage, cooked and drained, or you can use 2 cups of cubed ham, 1/2 cup of melted butter. Method: remove crust from bread and cut each slice in half vertically. Cover bottom of a 9x13-inch Pyrex dish with 1 layer of bread. Pour drained sausage or ham over bread, then cover with grated cheese, then cover with another layer of bread. Beat eggs, salt, milk, and butter. Pour very slowly over entire casserole, being sure to get in between everything. Refrigerate overnight. Bake uncovered at 375 degrees for 40 to 50 minutes until golden brown. I serve with a fruit salad, fruit juice, and maybe even some miniature muffins. Sometimes I'll even fry bacon on the side. This is great for holiday weekends or family gatherings, as it can be prepared in advance. Oatmeal Cookies by Robert Jaquess. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Robert Jaquess. He says about these cookies, "Because these cookies use raw sugar and whole wheat flour, I find they do not affect my blood sugar nearly as much as cookies made with refined sugar and bleached flour." Ingredients: 1 cup butter, 2 sticks, softened, 1 cup sucanat, brand of raw sugar, 1 cup sucanat with honey, 3/4 cup of sucanat mixed with 1/4 cup honey, 2 large or 3 small eggs, 2 tablespoons vanilla, 3 cups whole wheat flour, 2 tablespoons cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 2 and 1/2 cups rolled oats. Method: in a large bowl, cream butter, sucanat, and sucanat with honey. Add eggs and vanilla. Beat well. Sucanat is much coarser than sugar, so make sure it is mixed. I melt the butter in a microwave for 1 minute. This makes the mixing easier. In a separate bowl, combine flour, cinnamon, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Add to butter and egg mixture. Stir in rolled oats and mix well. The dough is very stiff, so use a heavy-duty mixer. Scoop onto baking tray and bake for 12 minutes at 350 degrees. Yields 2 dozen cookies. Optionally, 1 1/2 cup raisins, semi-sweet chocolate chips, chopped nuts, shredded coconut, or a combination may be added. Note: when using raisins, I let them soak several hours before using them. Adding soaked raisins makes the dough sticky. Gin and Tonic by Scott LaBarre. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Scott LaBarre. Warning, this recipe may cause the preparer to become horizontal with or without company at an undesired point, cause the preparer to act inappropriately, perhaps cause the preparer to tell the truth about friends and family, or perhaps even say or do something witty. An unanticipated benefit may be that the preparer may think he or she is actually handsome, pretty, slender, and intelligent regardless of prevailing views and established fact. Note also that this recipe is best enjoyed on hot days, on a patio, friends and family present optional. This recipe can be prepared at any time of day because it is always 5 o'clock somewhere. Ingredients: gin, tonic, ice, lime or lemon, sliced, optional. Method: take 1 glass, size at discretion of drinker, pour in a big splash of gin, Tanqueray preferred. Add ice to preference. Add some tonic followed by another big splash of gin. Did I say another splash of gin? Place a slice of lime or lemon on rim of glass or into drink to preference. Repeat process until appropriately tuned. Mexican and Puerto Rican Wedding Cakes by Eileen Rivera Lai. Eileen says about this recipe, "My sister Millie and I have lots of siblings. Each Christmas our mom had us each pack a special signature cookie recipe to make with her. This way we had a lovely variety to enjoy. My brother Ed would make chocolate pinwheels, I made walnut diamonds, Sandra preferred Mexican wedding cakes, Millie baked peanut butter cookies, Sweet Caroline decorated the cutout cookies, and Little Orange Jorge specialized in chocolate chips. Little Susie was off the hook. Of course, some traditions last a lifetime, while others make way for new ones. These days, all the Rivera kids always make these amazing Mexican wedding cakes during the holidays." Ingredients: 1 cup butter, softened, 1/2 cup powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 1/4 cup flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup roasted nuts, walnuts or pecans. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees, roast nuts for 4 to 7 minutes, tossing halfway through, cream butter and powdered sugar, add vanilla. In small bowl, whisk together flour and salt, add flour mixture to butter, sugar, vanilla mixture, add fully cooled nuts. Throw them in freezer for a while if needed. Roll the dough into 1 1/4-inch balls. Smaller is prettier. Bake at 400 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes or until light golden brown. When fully cooled, roll cookies in powdered sugar. We double the recipe and keep half in the fridge to bake as needed. Eggnog Bread by Shannon Cook. Shannon is a Columbia Chapter member and NFB of South Carolina board member. Ingredients: 2 eggs, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup eggnog, 1/2 cup melted butter, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 2 teaspoons rum extract, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees, grease bread pan, beat eggs, add sugar, eggnog, butter, rum, and vanilla. Blend well. Add flour, baking powder, and nutmeg. Stir until just moistened. Pour into bread pan. Bake at 350 for 45 minutes or until toothpick comes out clean. Cool for 10 minutes before turning out of pan. Buttery Toffee Cookies by Michelle Clark. Michelle is the president of the National Harbor Chapter of the NFB of Maryland. Ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1 cup butter softened, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 8-ounce package milk chocolate toffee bits. Method: heat oven to 350 degrees. Combine sugar, butter, egg, and vanilla in large bowl. Beat at medium speed, scraping bowl often, until creamy. Add flour, baking soda, and salt. Beat at low speed, scraping bowl often, until well mixed. Stir in toffee bits. Drop dough by rounded teaspoonfuls onto ungreased cookie sheets. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until lightly browned. Cool 1 minute on cookie sheets. Remove to cooling rack. Consider using parchment paper. Mix 48 cookies. Slow Cooker Corned Beef and Cabbage by Michelle Clark. Ingredients: corned beef, 3 pounds corned beef brisket with spice packet, 2 carrots cut into 2-inch pieces, 2 medium onions chopped, 1 small head green cabbage, cored, roughly chopped, 2 cups apple juice, 1 cup water. Potatoes: 1 1/2 pounds baby red potatoes sliced in half, 1/2 stick butter softened, 1 tablespoon chopped garlic, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley leaves, salt and freshly ground black pepper. Method: put the carrots and onions on the bottom of slow cooker and put the corned beef on top. Arrange the chopped cabbage around the beef. Add the apple juice and 1 cup of water along with the contents of the spice packet. Cook on low for 6 to 8 hours until the beef is tender. Remove the beef and vegetables to a platter and keep warm. For the potatoes, bring a large pot of salted water to a boil and add the potatoes. Cook until the potatoes are tender, about 12 to 15 minutes. Drain and return them to the pot. Add the butter, garlic, parsley, and salt and pepper to taste. Gently combine so that all the potatoes are evenly coated. Transfer to a serving bowl and serve with corned beef and vegetables from the slow cooker. Blue Cheese Dressing Dip by Amy Mason. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Amy Mason. Amy Mason hails from Nebraska and works at the Jernigan Institute in the National Braille and Technology Center. Ingredients: 1 16-ounce container of cottage cheese, 2% fat or more gives the richest flavor, 1 4 to 6-ounce container of blue cheese crumbles, lemon juice, salt, pepper, minced garlic, milk. Method: place the cottage cheese, a small amount of milk, and half of the blue cheese crumbles in a blender and blend until smooth. Mix in salt, pepper, lemon juice, and garlic to taste. Start with half teaspoons of salt and pepper, a teaspoon of lemon juice, and 2 to 3 cloves of garlic, or a teaspoon of the already minced stuff from the store. Blend in more milk until the dressing reaches the desired consistency. Mix, don't blend, in remaining blue cheese crumbles, or serve with these sprinkled on top for a more festive appearance. For best results, refrigerate for at least 4 hours before serving to allow the flavors to meld.